Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
And Wimp Sanderson.
He's red hot. He's not going away from this song. He is the coach, Wimp Sanderson, presented by Coke and Powerade.
Yeah, Powerade right now. Give your game some flavor, keeping you hydrated. It's Powerade's job. Working on your game is yours. Powerade does what they need to do so you can do what you have to do. Powerade and Powerade Zero available in a slew of flavors at your local grocery store.
Well, he has played Georgia and Cincinnati to death here. Georgia, he can't play. I dare you to take Cincinnati this week.
Well, I wanted to. I looked at 7.5. I'm afraid not enough.
He can play Georgia. They're playing UMass.
Yeah. Well,
UMass is
only 44.
Yeah, it's a big number.
I wanted to take Alabama.
Well, we're going to discuss that later.
I wasn't going to take Alabama. I was going to take Citadel.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay, you were going to lay the 50, or you were going to get the 51.5 points with the Citadel?
Sure were, but I can't figure out if that's a true line or not, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, well, we'll put that in quotations.
No, that just, you know, because there's a reason for that. I won't try to get into it today.
Hey, Wim, can I ask you a random question? Well, last night, LeBron gets 44 points, passes Wilt Chamberlain on the all-time NBA scoring list.
LeBron James.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But I was going to ask you about Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, this is a guy that went for 100 points in a game. You actually saw Wilt play. Yep. I mean, talk about how – well, I'm not trying to date you here, but, I mean, he was a force before anyone knew how great dominant bigs could be.
Yeah.
I mean, was it really men amongst boys?
Well, it was. He was a big, strong, physical guy that just hung – around there, right around the basket. He didn't go after a lot of offensive rebounds. He got the ones that kind of came to him. But if you got the basketball to him and were willing to give it in there to him, he was unstoppable. He was unbelievable. Bill Russell was a great player after that. But he was absolutely – he was big, strong guy. He wasn't sort of weakling at that size. He's, tough kid. Not kid, but tough guy.
Obviously, Wimp saw him play, but the way you built up to it, you made it sound like he could identify Eve's apple as a Honeycrisp or a Granny Smith back in the day. Well, Wimp's with us. Now, you just hinted to us that you know something about Tua's availability that you're wanting to share with us.
I'll share the game with you if you want me to, because I'm not going to bet the game. The game is this way. First of all, Citadel is not going to throw it a lot, so they're going to shorten. The game is going. It's not going to be the clock stopping all the time. Whatever you do defensively, they'll do some things to counteract that. The Citadel is tougher. They got tough kids. And when they graduate from that school and when they get through that school, you'd be very proud of them. They take no bull. They're tough. So they'll come in. I don't know if they'll be afraid of Alabama. No, I'm not saying that. I don't know. But it's going to be the kind of game where Tua will play to the point. When you talk about him not playing, that's ridiculous. That's stupid. People call him about that all the time. Naturally, he should play. They should play just like the way they've been playing. But when they get it at 28 or somewhere in that neighborhood, he's going to be out. I don't think Jalen Hurts can play. I don't think he can play. And Jones, he'll come in there and play, and I'm sure he'll do a good job. But to put it at 51.5, if that's the way it is, to me, I'd take if I were gambling on the game, I'd take Citadel. But I don't, I've tried to find out if that was the true blue plate, and I can't find out. But I just think, and I look at their scores. Alabama scored 56 a bunch of times. It's a different deal, y'all. The coaches will talk about the length of time they play kids. They'll talk about whether they're going to play them or not, but they don't tell you that they're going to play him for a certain length of time if we get up 28-0.
He is the coach, Wimp Sanderson. He's presented each week by Powerade.
Yeah, Powerade right now. Give your game some flavor. Pick up Powerade, available in a ton of different flavors, and Powerade and Powerade Zero available at your local grocery and convenience store.
I've gotten a little blowback on this, a little. Most people agreed with it, but you approach things from a coaching perspective. You're a very successful coach on a high level. So I want to run this by you and get your thought on it. I think I know where you stand, but I want to get your thought on it. Nick Saban sells this message to players that you play to a standard regardless of the opponent. If the opponent's LSU or the Citadel, your standard is Alabama football. It's not about who the opponent is. And if you rest a player that the rest of the team knows could play, then you've hurt that message, haven't you?
You sure have.
And my point was, Wimp, it's a slippery slope because it might be the Citadel this year, and it might be Ole Miss next year, and then it might be Tennessee the next year. You start down a slope where your great players decide, yeah, we ought to win this game.
You
I'm not going to risk
that.
It.
You
yeah.
can't do that.
That's
you
my point.
And let me tell you something else. You block for a guy, but if a guy is in the spot at quarterback and he's not all in, he's acting like he's a little bit nicked up when he's really not, or he plays whatever, and I'm not all my listeners can read between the lines, I hope. And you got guys traveling around guarding you. Sometimes you miss your blocks. you don't block as well. I think that everybody has to be on board, and the guy at the skill position better be on board. Now he can shake these guys' hands in these big games and thank the offensive line for what they've done. But you better be careful. You better be very careful being a prima donna at the skill position. If you're not careful there, some things will happen to you that haven't happened to you in the past.
Wimp, there are three Power 5 schools that have openings right now, Louisville, Maryland, and Kansas. Yeah. And I'm reading this article right now. Yeah. Likeliest group of five candidates that will lead Power 5 programs in 2019. And number one on this list is Troy's Neil Brown. And pretty amazing here. It says, since 2016, only four FBS coaches have won more than 80% of their games. Nick Saban, Dabo Swinney, Urban Meyer, and Neil Brown. But if I was to ask you, if you had the choice of hiring Neil Brown or also right here in state, Bill Clark, who would you rather have?
Ooh, boy, what a question. You asked me the toughest question.
Yeah, we've been saving up for this interview.
Yeah, that's a booger bear there. I would, of course, Reagan Clark, his dad, worked for me.
Right.
I'd probably hire Bill Clark. But I just know their family a little bit more than I do the person at Troy. I would probably hire Bill Clark, but I could be wrong. That just answers the question you ask. That's what I'd probably do. But to do what he has done with a limited budget and an athletic department that doesn't have a lot of money, he's making when he was making 600, they moved him to 950, which is not much for a guy that's done what he's done. And I didn't know if they'd beat Southern Miss or not. But they did that and won the West, and they'll have a hard time Saturday. But to have they got decent facilities, but to do what he's done with a bunch of guys that weren't expected to do much is a real credit to him.
Okay, you've done this before to travel to these pre-conference tournaments. Auburn basketball, yep. Number 9 in the country, is about to do it. And for those that don't know, this is being billed as the toughest Maui Invitational field ever. Arizona's there, though they seem to be down a bit this year. Auburn's the top 10 team. They're there. They play Monday against Xavier, who's there, always good. Duke is number one. They're there. Gonzaga's there. Illinois, Iowa State, San Diego State. So it's a stacked field. Give me the positive for Auburn playing in this thing and a potential thing you would have to worry about if it doesn't go well in Maui.
Well, I think the positive is you're playing good competition. It helps you as far as getting in the NCAA tournament. Xavier will be a very, very good contest. You just got to play them one at a time. And if for some reason you get, then I think you're thinking about somebody getting blown out. If you get blown out by somebody, you just got to fight back and encourage your kids that is a helpful thing to them. Unless they loafed, they're not going to loaf. If they played hard and didn't play well or got beat by Duke, who's very, very good, then you bounce back with them. You got to be positive with them. You got to make them feel like, not make them, but you got to excite them about having the opportunity to play in Maui. Teams are going to play. Look at all the people that don't get this opportunity. And you go from the positive standpoint of it. I played a lot of tournament games. I thought that was the best way to go. I'd fling somebody on neutral court. I felt like it was better for me. And we won a bunch of tournaments, but we won one of the tournaments over there. It wasn't Maui's tournament, but we won a big one. So it's a good opportunity for them to play, to answer your question. And you stay positive with them if for some reason you get blown out.
You've seen Alabama several times now. What are your thoughts on the Tide?
I think there are a lot of positives there. As I said last week, I'm not sure. They don't have a real good outside shooting team. Kid from Huntsville's not bad. Tevin Mack has not done a whole lot yet. The kid from Texas.
Why not? I thought
I
he
don't
would.
No.
Yeah.
He threw the ball away several times, and Avery jerked him. And he only played 11 minutes against in the last game that I saw. And I've got a couple more games. I don't know what his situation is, but. To be honest with you, with my answer, I think there are a lot of positives there, but I think for me, the jury's still out. I'm not sure.
All right, here's the coach, Wimp Sanderson. Each week he gives us a blue plate. He's 7-4-1. Hit it, Rockstar.
Blue plate special, sitting in a mayonnaise jar.
I mean, he has ridden Cincy and Georgia to this 7-4-1 record. Where are you going this week, Coach?
Well, I don't know where to go. I mean, it's really been hard. I looked at the Washington State game, 9.5, which is a really good game. Arizona's playing better, but Washington State will probably kill them. I guess I'm going to go with NC State.
All right, a lot of conviction in this pick for Wimp.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with it, to be honest with you. 16.5, and it's they may be relieved that Bobby's gone, and so they may play better. I don't know how they're going to do that. Petrino's gone. They may be relieved.
Whammy Ward is the interim coach, former Alabama.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything about offense.
Okay.
And they're not going to change much, so. I'm going to take NC State and give the 16.5, but I'm not just all fired up about it. I hope I can hit it.
All right. So, Wimp, 7-4-1. He's never felt more confident than this NC State pick. He is presented each week by Coca-Cola and Powerade.
Hey, give your game some flavor with Powerade. Keeping you hydrated is Powerade's job. Working on your game is yours. Powerade does what they need to do so you can do what you have to do. Powerade, available in a ton of flavors. Powerade and Powerade Zero. You can get it at your local grocery or convenience store.
Coach, you get yours where?
Well, I get mine at Piggly Wiggly. I need to mention Piggly Wiggly. I forget to
Please
do
Please do.
41 and also on 31 Crestline, wherever it is. But it's closer to me down here. The products that they sell, the Coke products, are great. And appreciate all y'all having me on. And hope I answered your questions okay.
You did. They were terrific.
All right. Fantastic. Oh, yeah. That was terrific. Right.
Thank you, Wimp. Love you.
All right, love. Later.
That's all right. Wimp on the Bud Light Hotline.
Stopped at love and came back later.
Yeah. Well, Bud Light game night tonight at Top Golf, 5-7. See Lance down there.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.